One of the coolest innovations of the internet age is Google Earth, a website that has satellite photos of just about every place on Earth. I could see the roof of my own house on Peabody Street and my mother-in-law's house in Port Wing and the Port Wing sewage ponds, along with all the other little spots where I love to go birding. And Google Earth has another cool feature. There are a lot of internet programs that help you find directions from one place to another, like MapQuest and Yahoo. But Google Earth not only gives directions, it can also show a video of the trip. If you click the play icon, the flat map showing the directions suddenly flips and zooms in and shows a little car zipping along the exact roads you'll be driving along. One feature I've been using on my Arkansas trip is Google Earth Plus's GPS feature. When I'm out all day in ivory-billed woodpecker habitat, I've been marking interesting spots on my little GPS. At the end of the day, I can go to Google Earth and upload my markers and then can see them all on a Google Earth satellite image map, along with my entire route. If a miracle happened and I actually saw the bird who must not be named, I could mark precisely where I stood so the proper authorities at the Cornell Lab, the Nature Conservancy, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would know exactly where the bird had been. Of course, it wouldn't be prudent to put that precise location on the internet, but I certainly can put important landmarks such as the bridge where David Luno's sister-in-law saw an ivory bill fly over in September 2004, or the ivory bill nest, a little shop in Brinkley, Arkansas, where they specialize in ivory bill memorabilia. As wonderful as Google Earth is, my GPS is even more important for keeping me from getting lost. A GPS allows you to retrace your steps precisely, which is pretty convenient when exploring off trails if you hope eventually to get back where you started. And a GPS can be a godsend when you're trying to decipher a topographic map out in the field. So far, my Arkansas trip is as fun an adventure as I'd hoped, and one component of the fun has been thanks to my GPS and Google Earth. You can see a couple of my Google Earth maps and lots of photos of my Arkansas trip at www.birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.